This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off The Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. On today's episode, a thriller in Talla, Connolly leads Candy Stripes to a first win in charge, Munster Derby's galore, and Shells give hope to the Tolka faithful. But first, neither side could break the deadlock at Eamon DC Park last night as Galway United and Drogheda United played out a nil-all draw. David Hurdy was closest to the net when the Trison were awarded a penalty with 15 minutes to go, however it was not to be as he put it high over the bar, leaving a missed opportunity for both sides in what is becoming a tightly contested battle for survival. Galway manager John Caulfield spoke to LOI TV following the draw.
It's close to the opening game of the season, but I think we are more dominant tonight, particularly in the second half. And I think last half an hour, when you create those chances, I think, you know, you're looking at another day you take them. And today we didn't. In fairness to Luke Dennison, he defended well, they defended well. But it was probably a little bit of frustration because, you know, we felt the game was there and you could sense it was there. But again, you know, if you miss two or three chances, you know, then, you know, that's disappointing.
Galway still sit in 7th, now 3 points behind Derry but 2 points ahead of Drogheda, who sit in 8th on 28 points. Both sides are 5 and 3 points ahead of the promotion relegation spot respectively. It was certainly a thriller in Talla last night in a live and exclusive feature match, with 5 goals coming in the first half as league leader Shamrock Rovers got revenge over Dundalk with a 3-2 win. Dylan Watts opened the scoring with a penalty for the Hoops in the 3rd minute, with Rob Cornwall taking advantage of an Embiid error to equalise soon after. Within 5 minutes of that, Rovers were back on top with a well-worked goal finished off by Michael Noonan. Dundalk were awarded a penalty less than 10 minutes after, with captain Dara Hogan converting to level it once more. Finally, recent signing Jonathan Afolabi got the winner in his first start for the Hoops. Stephen Doyle was alongside Richard Howe for a live and exclusive commentary last night and caught up with Hoops manager Stephen Bradley.
Not comfortable, a strong position. We know these games after Europe are so important. We know that we've been around the block and after Tuesday, we knew this would be a tough one. And like I said, credit to the players for coming through. We're 10 points. We know the other two play the weekend, but it's 10 points we've done our job.
Finally, Stephen spoke to Dundalk manager Kieran Godduff ahead of their run into the end of the season, including a potential cup run.
Yeah, look, we'll need to be at our best. You know what I mean? I thought one of our best performances was last week against Sligo, and we came up short. Football is unforgiving at times. There tonight, we could have got something out of that game against Shamrock Rovers, but if you anyway drop off it, and look at that group, aren't like that. You know, we were the favourites to be relegated, we're the favourites to be bottom, we were the newly promoted team. That's not a group that's going to, you know, take anything lightly. There's a chance to get into the quarter final. It didn't matter if it was Shamrock Rovers again next week or Castlebar, and we'll have to be at our best for ourselves. Doesn't matter about the opposition, and if we can do that next week, I'd like to think we'll find our way into the quarter final.
In the final Premier Division match last night, Derry City began life without Tina Lynch with a 2-0 win over Sligo Rovers under interim boss Mark Connolly. Second half goals from Barry Cotter and Adam O'Reilly gave the Brandywell faithful their first win since the end of June, ensuring a bit more security in mid-table. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Derry City legend Garrett McGlynn spoke about Tina Lynch's exit after 20 minutes in charge of the Northwestern club.
No, I wasn't shocked. I mean, Steve, I think we all knew it was coming. It was well overdue. Tiernan obviously was struggling within the role. You mentioned the win rate there. I mean, I was on this podcast speaking about how well he did last year with the turnover in players. This year, it just hasn't worked out. And I think, obviously, Tiernan has to take responsibility as a manager. But I think the club has to take a lot of responsibility as well, allowing the manager to have so much overhaul, considering they came off the back of what you just described in Rory Higgins. And let's be honest, Rory Higgins wasn't sacked by the club. Rory Higgins stepped away from the club. So there was very little wrong with the squad, with the direction of the club on the pitch. Tiernan Lynch came in with a half-decent record. You mentioned it there at Larne. I think the step up was far too big for Tiernan. He thought it needed open-heart surgery. It definitely didn't. The money spent, Steve-O, and it was also came out over the last couple of weeks, under Tiernan Lynch's regime, is extortionate. It really is incredible. And this is the overarching problem. You can talk about James McLean, you can talk about Tiernan Lynch, you can talk about Rory Higgins, but the decisions at the football club are always big and grand. There's no consistent small decisions made every day that's improving the football club. And that's only the only when you get to that sort of philosophy, that identity of making small good decisions, will you get to overall big prizes. And Tiernan Lynch was just struggling big time. As we know, it takes certain things to be right for a manager to be let go. I'm sure there was discussions over the last 3 or 4 weeks, but now we're in a situation where there's no immediate replacement, and you've got a player in who was appointed director of football not so long ago and was released by the club not so long ago as well. So this is what I'm talking about. The small decisions are not being made for the long term. It's all reactionary. And Derry said he need to get away from that philosophy if they're going to ever get back at the top of the league competing for cups and titles.
You can catch the LOI pod in full on your OTB podcast feeds. The Candy Stripes are now just 1 point behind 5th place Shelburne as they sit in 6th on 33 points, while the Biddle Red are still bottom, 3 points behind Waterford. There are 2 more games to be played in the Premier Division this weekend, with Waterford taking on Bohemians at the ORC at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Bows come off a 2-0 first leg loss against Danish club FC Midtjylland on Thursday in Tala. Waterford meanwhile come off one of their biggest wins of the season, a 1-0 home win over Shelburne last Sunday. Graham Coughlin's men are 3 points off the survival places. It's a Dublin derby in the other match meanwhile, with Tolka Park hosting yet another renewal of the Shelburne and St Patrick's Athletic rivalry at 5 o'clock. Shells come off a 3-1 loss to Ajax in midweek, while Pats drew for a third game in a row in the league after a 1-1 encounter against Derry City last Sunday. In the First Division last night, Athlone Town beat Longford 2-1, Bray Wanderers hammered Finn Harps 5-0, Cork City continue their push for promotion with a 3-1 win over Kerry, Cove Ramblers got a 2-0 win over 3D United, and UCD enforced their playoff dreams with a 4-1 win over Wexford at home. Today in the Women's Premier Division, we have a full slate of fixtures as at 3 o'clock, DLR Waves host Shamrock Rovers, 3D United welcome Cork City to Marketsfield, Bohemians travel to the ORC to take on Waterford, at 4 o'clock high-flying Shelburne host P-Man United at Tolka Park, at 5 Sligo Rovers take on Galway United at the Showgrounds, and finally at 6 o'clock Wexford host league leaders at Athlone Town. Shelburne wrote another chapter into the LOI European history books on Thursday as they held Ajax to just a 3-1 win in the Johan Cruyff Arena in Amsterdam. The Reds had their backs to the wall for most of the game, conceding goals from Guts, Wijndal and Dolberg, but Rings End man Daniel Caddy gave hope with an 84th minute goal in front of a sold out crowd of over 51,000 Ajax fans. Ben Sines reported live from the first leg and spoke to captain Paddy Barrett.
It's not obviously the result we wanted, but yeah, we'll have to take it. It's probably the best 3-1 loss I've probably ever had in my career. So the tie is still alive, and that's the most important thing. That was our plan before the game, was to keep the tie alive going back to Tolka Park, and we did that. With Dickie's goal, so I was in here. We're delighted, obviously, to take him to Tolka Park next week and have a crack of him.
He also caught up a goal scorer, Daniel Caddy.
Yeah, I think to a man, I think everyone dug in. We knew it was going to be tough. They're obviously an unbelievable team. 55,000 in the stadium. They're obviously a huge European club, and it was just an amazing feeling. I think we deserved to come out with something to keep the tie alive. That was our main objective, and I thought 3-1 is probably the best. Obviously, they had a few chances, to be fair, so we could have been a lot more than that, but we'll absolutely take 3-1, and yeah, good feeling.
Finally, he spoke to manager John Russell, who talked about the importance of next Thursday's return leg.
Yeah, it's huge for the fans travelling over, people tuning in back home. You know, we're playing a monster club. We go with our luck at times tonight, but we had to defend, and the lads did that. The subs made an impact, and we knew Eddie would have to have a top game, and he did. And that was always the ambition. Could we keep the tie alive and bring it back to Tolka? Full house, you know. It'll be a different game, you know. Ajax have to come over, tighter ground, fans on top of you. We'll have a different game plan, but it's exciting.
That return leg will see the biggest fixture at Tolka Park in over 22 years as Ajax come to town to try and hold on to their 3-1 lead and get into the Conference League playoffs. The match kicks off at 7:45 with a sold-out capacity crowd of over 4,400 expected. On yesterday's Off the Wall breakfast, Vinnie Perth talked about the importance of new goalkeeper Eddie Beach's performance in the tie.
So this could have been 5-1 or 5-0 had it not been for Ed Beach. He's a new signing for Shelburne as well. He only joined in July last month. So like, to be able to cement his place in the team for this game and then also put in one of these performances, like, surely that immediately gains the trust of the entire squad now.
Oh, it does, yeah. And I think it's so often you see this. People look good goalkeepers when they play against top teams. So often you see, you know, a goalkeeper from lower down the league win Keeper of the Year because he's faced more saves than anybody else. But ultimately then Beach still has to make them sense. Spiel has been very good for Shelbourne for a number of years, for a year and a half or so, and it's just came off a little bit. There's been a couple of injuries and all of a sudden Beach has just come in, emergency signing almost, and sort of, yeah, he has won his teammates over, and I think I don't think he'll have any fear in that, but he'll have to do the same again. And I think it's important that, going back to the first point around the general interest in Europe, and because like three of us are invested in it, you know, Ajax are playing, not invested, but you know the right word I'm looking for. But if that had been a 5 or 6-1, I think it just passes by. Now it's like that's the point, and that's how important Beach's performance was last night. And not just that, there was lots of little blocks, little hold up play, people putting their body on the line, and Shells had to go to the well last night to get that result, and they've done that. The only concern is it's another week into pre-season for Ajax, and he may lose a player, but be under no illusions, they've got enough bloody good players that can hurt Shelbourne next week. But they won't fancy going to Talca Park. I mean, be under no illusions, it'll be a difficult night for them. And do you know what, you have to dream the first goal in that game for Shelbourne is just huge, and for obvious reasons. So you have to dream.
You can tune into Off the Ball Breakfast weekdays from 7:30 a.m. on YouTube or the Go Light app. The other match on Thursday involved Bohemians facing off against FC Midtjylland of Denmark in the unusual venue of Tala Stadium. The Danish Giants were simply too strong for Bohs as they comfortably led and won the first leg 2-0. Richie McCormick spoke to Alan Reynolds for club media following the leg.
The message is that we get the first goal next week, and you know, we're disappointed and all the rest, and nobody will give us a chance over there, but get the first goal, it'll become edgy.
Yeah, there's moments where they looked a bit leggy as well. They're forced into three substitutions at half time. They're clearly not up to the same speed that necessarily Bohemians will be at this point of the season, so again, cause for optimism.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you go toe to toe and go after man for man with the quality you have, you'll get exposed, so you need to get the balance of that right. But there's stuff that we can take from that and maybe get better.
The North Dublin club now have to travel to Denmark and try and overturn the deficit to reach the Conference League playoffs. The match kicks off at 6 o'clock Irish time. Finally, on Thursday as well, the league leader Shamrock Rovers will have just 90 minutes to come from a place in the European group stage competition for the third year in a row should they hold on to a 3-1 lead over Ignatia of Albania in the Europa League third qualifying round. Goals from Graham Burke, Pico Lopez and Jack Burns cemented their position in the tie as they travel east. That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. Next week, it's all about the FAI Cup as it kicks off round 3 on Friday night with 3 big ties. As Galway United welcome Bray Wanderers to Eamon DC Park, Derry City travel to South Dublin to take on the UCD, and Waterford host Athlone Town. All 3 matches kick off at 7:45. On Saturday, non-league College Corinthians take on Drogheda United at 4 o'clock, Dundalk host Mayo's Castlebar Celtic at 5 o'clock, and Sligo Rovers welcome Kerry to the showgrounds at 7:45. Finally, on Sunday, it's the big South Dublin derby as Shamrock Rovers travel across the Inchcore to take on St Patrick's Athletic at 2 o'clock and Bohemians host Longford Town at 7 o'clock. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the league around and off the ball, including the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dole, Vinny Perth and Garrett McLean, LOI Late Night with Ben Simon, Shane Keegan and you, the fans, our live commentary, as well as our Irish football-focused segments across Off the Ball and OTB Breakfast. We'll be back next week. Take care.
The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.